Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello, Super Mamas. How are you all doing today?
Oh, wow. You sound so near me, Bricia. Today, you sound like...
I am very near you.
You sound like you're whispering into my...
This is my sexy girl voice.
Welcome, everyone, to the Super Mamas podcast with your favorite hosts, Paulina and Bricia Lopez.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, sexy boys, Bricia.
Hi. I don't know what I'm doing, but I like it. This is a whole new me.
It's a whole new you. How's everything going? Tell me about this whole new you. Birthday, new Bricia, like new you. New year, new you.
I don't know. I'm the same. What's up?
Well, your birthday happened and that was like a super fun dinner. It was a very grown-up dinner. I felt like, oh, somos grandes, you know? Yeah, nosotros ya. We have like grown-up dinners.
That's hilarious.
There was no DJ. There was no DJ. Everybody went home early.
There was no DJ.
You know, we came, we ate, we partied.
Did we party?
We kind of did. I think it was like an emotional party.
I mean, you grab like more than 12 girls, there's going to be tears.
There was a lot of girls, a lot of really cool girls.
It's so funny. The next day, my neighbor came to introduce himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just like wearing like a tank top with no bra on and like sweats. And I opened the door and I'm like, oh, hello, sir. This is me and my breastises. How are you? Great to meet you.
I was like, I saw like 15 girls come through here. Last
I think
night.
So. I'm like, I think that's just the only reason when you came over to introduce yourself.
He was like, huh, how are you? My name is John Smith. Was it?
Yeah. No.
Beautiful house.
Thank you. I want to say thank you to Natalie, Chef Natalie from the Paella Concept. That was such a great move. Wasn't dinner so good? Wasn't the paella just exceptional?
My God. It was freaking delicious.
I mean, the next morning I was like chugging down on those leftovers that were just out on the table cold. I didn't even heat it up. I just had that whole
No, before
plate.
She left that day, I was telling mom, I think I was like, okay, we need to figure out when's the next thing that we're going to do because she needs to come into this again. That thing was like out of this world. So good. My mouth is actually watering right now thinking about
I know, right?
eating it again. So good. I know that they have awards on that paella and everything. So I was like, yeah, I can see why. I can totally see why. So good. And a Latina making it. Did they have another restaurant, right?
Yeah, El Corolense it's a restaurant. And I've known her for years. And she's really mastered the craft of our paella. And I actually reached out to her because I want her to come over and like teach me how to make it.
Mm.
So I'm very excited. At some point, she's coming to our house and we're going to do paella together. And I think it's going to be cool. And I'll film it and y'all can see it on Instagram at some point. But I'm so excited. I love paella. It's really hard to master the craft of paella. I've had many paellas made for me before that are extremely delicious. And when I saw them being made, I obviously realized it was a lot of technique involved. So I want to make sure that I know how to do it. I know one of my great friends, who's an amazing chef, made it for me like 3 times and just kept going because he wanted to like master it. So I'm like, ooh, dude, if it takes you 3 times to figure this out, then yeah, it's going to take me like 12.
I mean, it is a process to make, you know, it's a long process to make the paella, but it was delicious. It was totally se acabó. And usually when there's like a all woman, no se acaba nada because people don't really eat.
I mean, not my women. We eat.
Yeah, I eat a lot. I ate like 2 plates and I was like, ya no hay para llevar? Ya no hay para llevar?
Right?
It was so good. It was a great day. And I saw like everybody took plans for you.
I know. It was the best. Everyone was so sweet. Lots of plants, lots of candles, which is like everything I wanted. So my house now is even more green and lush and smells really delicious.
Oh, so good. Well, I'm happy. I saw your place, your space, and I think it's a really great way to start this new stage in your life. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Thank you.
Plus, you were telling me about, can we talk about the little carrito que pasa por tu casa? Because, like,
oh my God,
that is super cute. The ice cream
truck. The Ice Princess ice cream truck. And it's the cutest truck ever. It's pink, it's small, and the girl dresses in her little, like, white outfit, and she just, like, runs around the neighborhood on the weekends, and it's the cutest thing ever.
It is super cute.
I mean, you saw people walking. You saw people walking in your neighborhood.
I did see people walking in your neighborhood. I was like, oh, look at this. So cute.
The burbs. The burbs.
The burbs.
How are you?
I'm better. I had a really rough day yesterday, as you know. I'm not ready for this new stage.
No one's ever ready.
No one's ever ready. But a lot of you know that I've said it before. Now I have a middle schooler, and we had an incident this week with her, and I realize how scary the online world is for children. And I was thinking about what is the best way to go about it. I really need to educate myself more. I need to talk to, I know we already had on the show like a youth psychologist, but I definitely need to do like a part two, because I was like, oh, I still have time. I don't have to think about this that much. Or not that I didn't have to think about it, but I was like, I have the right, what do you call it? Boundaries, the right locks, the right, you know, I have the right things in place and it's fine. Like, we're fine. She's only 11. She'll be fine. But I realized how, you know, you and I were having this conversation yesterday, and like, thank you, because I was really bad yesterday. I cried like 6 times. Last night, I was so exhausted. I even felt like my heart was beating a little bit slower. You know, like, I can't. And I think I was honestly just heartbroken. I think that's what I felt. Like, that the reality is, like, I was heartbroken to realize how much our kids are exposed, how dark this world is, and how easy it is for the darkness to touch our children if we are not constantly aware. I realized that my daughter was being... there was things that that she was starting to be exposed to that I wasn't ready for, and that I thought that she I don't even know how to explain it, because I don't, in my mind, I know that she's older, but I know that she's not that old. She's only 12. But like you were telling me, like, today's 12 is very different from when you and I were 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very different.
It's a whole other world. And I feel very unprepared, even though I thought I was prepared. I say that I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and I'm going to, like, I'm doing therapy and I do all of this, and we have amazing guests on the show. And yet this happened. So it's really scary. Yeah. And I think it really shocked my family, my husband, myself, my kids. And I am trying to process it and just trying to find the tools. I think once I do and I figure it out, I can share more of what's happening, because I really, right now, I don't even know how to handle this.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even know how to act around Krista yesterday. And I just realized that I had to act normal, because she came and she was acting like normal. You know, she was like, whatever. And she started sharing things with me, and we're talking about the day and normalities and things like that. But I just want to just put it out there to everyone. If your kids have, my kid doesn't even have a cell phone. My daughter has an Apple Watch that I use to communicate with her for pickups and drop-offs, and that she communicates with her friends, I guess. They just text. She doesn't have a phone, but she does have an iPad that she has access to usually after homework, you know, in the afternoon or weekends. And I thought that I had the right controls and the right things, and it's not as easy as it sounds. I definitely feel like I have to get more educated on that. And I don't know. I don't know. I was talking to my husband yesterday, and I was like, maybe she'll get a phone when she's like 16. I don't know. And she's always fighting me on that. You know, she's like, everybody in my school has a cell phone except me. And I said, well, you know, you're going to be okay. And more after this, I don't even think that I want to do that yet. And I started just being more curious with my little ones, with my 9-year-old who's in fourth grade, and with my 7-year-old who's in first grade, and asking them, like, how many people in your classroom have phones? My fourth grader told me that about 10 of her friends have phones.
What?
Yes. What? She started naming all the names. She's like, da 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 da, all these people have phones. And I was like, do they use it during school? But she was saying that they give it to the teacher and then the teacher locks it in a drawer and then they give it to them after for dismissal. But they're at dismissal, they're using their phones. And my 7-year-old was talking to me about her little friend who is just talking about TikTok all the time. And did you know that, you know, someone in TikTok this, and did you know? And I said, how do you even know about TikTok? How do you know that there's all these things? Oh, my friend told me. I'm like, which friend? And so she started telling me names. And I was like, oh my God, I have to, we have to be constantly aware of who our kids are hanging out with, who our kids are talking to all the time, constantly. Parents, making friends with parents, calling on parents, having regular conversations with them. This situation that happened with Krista was brought to my attention. And it wasn't like they were talking about my daughter. It was just something that happened. And it was brought to my attention by another parent of something that happened within their household. And so I started getting curious about Krista. And then that's when I found out all of this. But the importance of really knowing who your kids hang out with. And I know we all have super busy lives. I try to be as involved as I can with my kids. Everybody knows me at school. I'm there. I'm on the board of one school. I know everyone on the other school. And I'm always, I try to kind of divide myself into a million different pieces. So like I'm mm-hmm. present and everywhere. But it's not enough. It's really not enough. And you saw me yesterday. I was just like, fuck, this is my fault. It's on me. I'm not doing a good job. My husband feels the same way. He's like, we're sucking at parenting. What are we going to do? Like, what have we been doing all this time? Because in our mind, we're thinking that, okay, you know, we have a good relationship with our daughter. We're actively in her life. We talk to her. But there's a dark world out there, guys. It's a pretty, pretty dark world out there. And we try to be positive and you try to concentrate on the good things. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of freaking darkness out there. And it's scary. It's really, really scary. And the kids that are younger and younger and younger are being exposed to things that their little brains are not ready for. Krista is 12. She just turned 12. And I think like what scares me the most, honestly, is this is just the beginning of her discovering the world. This is just the beginning of the rest of her life. And that is what really gives me so much anxiety, because I didn't think I was going to be dealing with issues like this yet. Yet here we are at 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it's pretty scary. And I also feel like I caught this situation just in time, but also,
of course you did.
You know, like just in time, I caught this hold and just in time, but it just makes me think about like Krista, when she was in fourth grade, there was no kids with cell phones. So then I think about Sabina, who is with kids with cell phones around here since fourth grade. Or I think about Sixta, who is with kids that are exposed to this thing since first grade. And Krista didn't have that. So by the time they get to Krista's age, I mean, you know, my mind goes to like all these places, has gone mm-hmm. to all these places since like 2 days ago. And I could go down this really dark hole. So I took yesterday to feel really sucky and I cried and I just gave in. But today I was like, okay, what do I have to do? I have to get up. I have to be good. I have to be sane. I have to be clear. I have to like really focus on what the plan is going to be. And yesterday was like a blur. And today I'm like, okay, good morning, Krista. Have a great day. Let's talk. You know, what are we going to do this weekend? Like, what's going on? I also don't want her to see me like this all the time, because I don't want her to feel guilty, or I don't want her to think that there's something wrong with her, because there's nothing wrong with her. It's just what it is.
Well, like I said, you're a great mom. And the fact that you're even thinking like that, not lashing out, I mean, it's so difficult. What you're going through is very, very hard. But you're not alone. Like I told you, it's not just your responsibility. It's all of us. We all need to show up for her when she needs us. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Tita Elizabeth, our sister, went to my house yesterday. She was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to her. And she was like, I don't really know what to say. And I was like, you don't have to tell her anything. You just have to just be there. And we started talking about other things and fun things. And I just really always want her to know that even if she can come talk to me, that she has all these other people that she can go talk to if she ever feels like she needs to.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
I mean, that's all I can do. I just have to continue also to like work on myself to be stronger and to prepare and get ready for everything that comes with this parenting thing. Because we thought it was hard when they were babies and they wouldn't sleep or they were teething and they were doing all these things. But it's hard on us physically and we don't sleep. But I think I would rather do that. Like that last night, Sabina and Sixta were fighting and I don't want to go to bed and all these things that always happen. And I was telling Elizabeth, her sister, I was like, you know, I would usually be like, stop doing that or oh, come on, go to bed. But I'm like, I would just let me enjoy this. Let me enjoy this part with my biggest problem with Sabina and Sixta is that they're fighting for bedtime. That is easy. That is something that I can deal with. That is something that it's not going to kill me. You know, I wish Krista was doing that right now, like instead of, you know, what we're going through, that the problem would be that she's fighting with Sabina. I think like right now I would take that over anything and just realizing how we just focus on things that at the end of the day, they're siblings and they're going to fight and they're going to scream and they're going to do that. And I would rather go back to that stage a million times. And I think it was like a shock to me also to realize how fucked up this world is. And we're here and we have to deal with all this shit.
Well, I think you're doing the work, right? You've been doing the work for a very long time. And this is just a reflection of the work that you've been doing, how you're able to cope with this so well, both you and Ramiro. So I think that more than anything, it's just us realizing what we can do and like figure out actions. I mean, the first thing I did last night was send a text message to all the moms that there's a group of boys that hang out together at school. So I sent a group message to all the moms just saying like, hi, we're all in this together, ladies. I think just start doing that. Have a group text with like figure out who the friends of the friend, who are the parents of the friends that they hang out with. And all I asked was, what are your screen time rules? So then I can also respect those because I realized that also my son is always calling his friends and sometimes their friends don't answer. And I'm like, I feel like I'm the mom that's just like, doesn't have any, their kids are not doing much, you know? So now I know what their rules are and I know he can call those kids. And now maybe instead of just randomly, there's actual things of, okay, you have dates that you can talk to your friends for this specific time. And like the moms are in charge. And also they told me about device locking and the monitoring they do online and blocking certain things with their router. So I think sometimes we don't want to be the mean parent and we don't want to, you know, you're like, oh, well, the kids let them be and let them do that. But I think it's just like wake up call and saying one of our really great friends, her daughter is 16 and doesn't have a phone. And she told him, you won't have a phone through high school. And that's just the decision we made. And I know every single one of your friends has a phone, but that's just what we're doing. And the only choice you have is to how to handle the emotions. You're not having a phone. That's it. And nothing's going to change my mind. So the only power you have now is how you're going to handle the news.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably like the best thing that you can do for your kids because you know you're making the right decision for them. I mean, they probably will fight you because everybody wants to have a phone. But once you stick to certain rules,
those are the rules.
An Apple Watch iPad combo is the same thing as having a phone. It's a phone.
Yeah.
So I think like, I don't think her daughter even has an Apple Watch. She's like, no, there's just like no devices and there's very clear rules and there's very, and so I think it's just not like the popular thing to do.
Exactly.
And not the easiest thing to do because you're like, then what am I going to do with them?
Oh, there's plenty of things to do. I realize I'm like, oh my God. I've talked to Krista many times before about how we grew up, you know, how you and I grew up and what we were doing at her age. We were working. And I always tell her, well, you know, you're living a very different life. And she would roll her eyes at me and say like, yes, mom, I know that you grew up different. And she would tell me that. And after this, I was like, you know what you need to do? I think like, you're not busy enough. You have too much time in your hands. I didn't tell her that, but I was thinking there's too much time. And I think also because she is a great kid, she has great grades, she's doing really well at school. To me, I was like, oh, well, she deserves certain privileges over her sisters because she helps me. She has earned them, definitely. She definitely has earned things. And she has her own space in the house. She has her own room because we thought she's going through all these changes and all the things. But she has lost a lot of those privileges. And I realized I hated growing up the way that we did and the way that dad was so strict about what we did with our time. But I think it's the one thing that maybe I'm going to do it in a different way, but I think it's the right idea. You just have to keep kids thinking about other things. Like, I don't know, art, clubs, I don't know, other activities. Even now she's going to, I'm going to take her to all my events. She's going to come with me. She has to learn other things. She has to be thinking about other things. And just also, I just want to spend more time with her because she's 12 and there's only 6 more years until she becomes an adult. And then that's it. I don't have any more time with her. Even if she lives with me, I remember when it was like a long time ago when I became 18 and I was like, oh, well, I'm an adult now. Then I'm going to go and get my tongue pierced and get my nose pierced and get my belly pierced. And, oh, you can't tell me anything because I'm 18 and I, you know, so I want to get to, I have 6 years to work where she, once she turns 18 and I cannot tell her anymore, like I'm the adult here and she can make her own decisions, that she makes the right decisions. I thought in my mind that it was like, oh, she's still little, but no, she's really not. I have 6 more years and that's all I have with mm-hmm. her until she just does her own thing and starts living her own life, whether she goes to college, whether she does other things. I think like what really also calmed me down was that yesterday when she got home, she started asking us questions about college. And she started talking to Elizabeth, her sister, about what's it mean to get a loan versus getting a scholarship. And she was like, I'm so scared of debt.
That's good.
Yeah. I was like, yes, you should be scared of debt. So she started asking Elizabeth, like, you know, what's the right way to get a... So I can see her brain working towards really great things. I just think the world is a really dark place and people have really bad intentions for our children. It is sometimes the friends, but it's sometimes it's people that you don't even know. And that's the hardest part about it. So all that to say, check on your children's devices. I respect everyone's decisions and people that have smaller kids and they want to give them phones. They have their own reasons why. But I just don't think that a 7, an 8, a 9-year-old need an Apple Watch and a cell phone at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to know where your child is, just put an AirTag on his backpack.
Yeah, that's all. Like the way that you do with your kids. But anyway, that's just my opinion. I know everybody has their own opinions and their own choices. And in Espanol, es respetable. But when it's starting to affect my children, I'm like, I don't know about that. On a more positive note, the holidays are coming and we're getting ready for the holidays already. I saw what your kids are going to be dressed for Halloween and it's so amazing and fun. It's so
cool. Well, they each have 2 outfits.
They do?
Yeah, because the school one, and then there's the Instagram one, at home one, right?
Yeah.
Last year, Eddie was the Among Us. Remember I made the Among Us character for school and like with like cardboard and I did the whole thing by myself at home with like cardboard and a glue gun. So that was his school outfit and he loved it and he was like really happy with it. So I want to give him like one is his choice and the other one is my choice. So he wants to be the dude from Squid Games. Another one, like, am I going to be hated at school because my son is like, you know, the Squid Games guy, but that's what he wanted. I gave that to him. He's very excited about it. And then I told him I need him to do like a photo, a Halloween photo with his sister because we need like a group shot. And then this year I decided not to be in the photo, but I'm like, what can they do as a couple? And I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw that it was I'm redoing the Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber meme when she's wearing a red dress and she's super dressed up and he's wearing just like the gray sweatsuit with yellow Crocs and the pink hat. It's so perfect because he kind of has a Justin Bieber vibe. And then she's just obviously doesn't look like Hailey Bieber at all, but I got the cutest heels on Amazon. Like
so cute. Just those shoes. I was like, those looks like heels. And then you said, there are heels. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. I mean, they're not high heels, guys. You know, but they're like plataformita. Like
they're
for
like
the little
that means they're 3-year-old heels. As much heels as they can be for a 3-year-old.
Oh my God.
Just seeing her reaction to the outfit and putting it on and her purse. think like the purse was like the purse and then the necklace. I still have to get her like these clip-on strawberry earrings that I saw she was wearing. So, oh my God, she's just, even her, even the, just her walking around the house with her little red dress and her little red heels and her little red purse and clanking her shoes. And she was like trolling around and I kept showing her the photo and I'm like, this is the way that you're supposed to stand, and her like following directions and standing the way Hailey Bieber did and like putting her head down, walking. It was just the cutest.
I mean, the picture that you sent us, I was like, yes, she's got all the vibes. She's already like, bam, 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 walking like Hailey Bieber. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was definitely doing it. But I mean, I have to like still fix it. That was just like a screen test. I wanted to make sure that everything fit.
Yes,
that,
yes.
You know,
yes,
she was in it. So she was definitely. And then her other outfit is Elsa.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was out because I saw the other picture that you sent and I saw her in the corner. My comment was going to be, I love how like girls are very different. And now Agustina, all she wants to do is just dress up as like princess and skirts and like, you know, things. Whenever she's at my house too, like they all dress up and they put like all these things on them. And yeah. I remember when Eddie used to go, they wouldn't, you know, they would just play and things. And I can see like the difference between having like a boy and a girl and how cute it is to have a girl that always wants to dress up. And it's so cute.
She's so cute.
She's really cute.
I mean, she's just like the cutest thing ever. And she was also very excited with her, like in the whole evening, she was just singing, Libre soy, Libre soy, like the entire night. I'm like, you're so cute. You're so cute.
Are you dressing up or no?
I have to figure out like a DIY. I have a couple of wigs that I can use for something.
I know. I still don't know what we're going to be. I still don't know.
I'm trying to convince Eduardo. Okay. So when we go trick-or-treating, I'm trying to convince Eduardo to please wear the couple costume, because if they're the couple costume, I can just be like paparazzi. So I can just wear like a camera and like a hat, and like I can be the paparazzi taking photos of them, which that was the idea. But it's going to cost me $25 in Roblox, like a $25 gift card, like Roblox gift card, to just even have him take this photo. So I don't know. He's like, well, how much more if I you know, wear this outfit for Halloween? I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that with you. You know, I just need this photo. Do it because I'm asking you, not because I'm paying you.
He's such a performer, though. He's a performer. By the way, just so you know, he needs to start training because Sabina already said, Mommy, Eddie's going to be my chambelán. And I said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop. For real?
Oh, yeah.
She already said that. I love this.
She already said that.
Oh, my God. I love that.
She's like, you know, Mommy, Eddie's going to be my chambelán because, like, we really are good on stage together. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that would be great. Because, you know, like, and I was like, yeah, because Eddie loves to perform. You love to perform. That would be great. And she has another friend who also does theater. He was like, yeah, and I think also, like, Julian, because, you know, like, they will know how to dance. And she's like, I need people that dance. And then she told her dad, Dad, you and I are going to dance together and we're going to cry. I was like, oh, yes, you are. Oh my God. Yeah. I was showing her, you know, that there's an account called like Moda 2000 or something like that. Everybody should look it up. It's so entertaining to watch all these quinceañeras, because in these plays that you actually, when you go try the dress, they're like, presentando a la quinceañera. And the girls come and they try on the dress. And Sabina is like, yes, that's the one that I want. The biggest one, the more sparkles, the things. She already has a mood board for her quinceañera. She's 9, okay? She's 9. And she already is planning her cold quinceañera. She has all these plans for her quinceañera, but just tell Eddie that he's going to be a chambelán. I think that's going to be so great.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I don't think he knows what that means quite yet. But at some point, yes.
Porque, you know, he might be asked to be chambelán more than once. Remember, Fernando was a chambelán for like a bunch of times. So just FYI, you're going to have that. And every time they're going to need a different suit. Remember that.
Hilarious. Well,
let's take a break and come back with our Super Mama pick, our tip of the week. And we are back on our show for Super Mama Pick Our Tip for the Week. Thank you for letting me vent.
Of course.
I know it's a lot, but I want to tell you guys, just be careful. Be careful. Take care of your children. Anyway, do you have any pick or tips for this week, sister?
Paella Concept here in LA. Give her a follow.
What is the name of it? Paella Concept? The Paella Concept. Is that what
it's called? Yeah, on Instagram.
Ooh,
yeah.
The Paella Concept. For sure. Shout out to Natalie. So I started reading The Conscious Parent by Shefali Tabari. She's a great parenting expert. I hope that someday we can have her on the show. She's a New York Times bestseller. It's called The Conscious Parent, Transforming Ourselves, Empowering Our Children. So I started reading that just to help me kind of refresh. I feel like we read all these parenting books when we have babies and we like just read everything left and right. And then there's a point where we feel like, oh, okay, we got it. I think we have to continue educating ourselves through the years for our children. So I picked up a new parenting book. That was the one that I had in my house. And I was like, ah, let me just pick it up again and read it again. I'm reading that. And if there's any recommendations of books that you have for teenage living, send them my way because it is hard.
Well, I mean, someone sent me a list of kids of children's therapists. And I think that's what I'm going to start doing with Eddie for sure.
Yeah, for sure too. We need a... I'm looking for like a family therapist. I think that would be great for all of us to go together and just be ready. Because I have three kids. I have three girls. This is just the first of three. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's my tip. Get educated. Continue to get educated. There's so many things that are happening now, guys. There's so many ways to, quote unquote, fool parents. There's a lot of talk among middle school kids, high school kids, and there's all these new things that you can do to fool parents. So I know it's heavy, but that's something that we really need to be aware of. And we have to be educated on how to, if we're going to give our kids our devices, I think the smarter thing to do is to get educated ourselves on the devices that we're giving our children. If we decide to give our kids a device and get educated on how to control that, because if not, it's just a mess. So there it is. That's our show. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in el face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and see you next week, Supermamas!